Blog Talk Radio.
The station that rules the nation. From state to state, country to country, we play the hits just for you.
Yes, sir. It's your boy Clarity.
Clarity, baby.
Kimba, a.k.a. Paradise Scale. Listen, I don't rap, I revelate, cause word plays for artists. But I was taught prophets produce a harvest. Grands in the days of stock shares and gossip. Foot rats and garbage weighing down your oxen. Smelling hell, the block is so rotten. Take a breath as you listen to a novice, right. A young hood scholar, humble grand apprentice, yep. A king and queens understudy of bishops, knowing earth lacks disciples and a witness to live amongst critics and take that stand in a city of thieves with thorns in their hands that won't stop to see till they see in advance. The eye of the storm is now, it's our chance. The eye of the storm is now, just take a glance. Hey, yo, first shall we last, hands clock the hours. The day is unknown for the exchange of power, but the world is theirs, the city is ours.
Come on,
the world is theirs, the city is ours.
Come on,
the first shall we last, hands clock the hours. The day is unknown for the exchange of power, but the world is theirs, the city is ours.
Come on,
the world is theirs, the city is ours.
Yeah, that's right, y'all, man. Welcome, world. Welcome to the all-new Dunny B Radio Show, the best gospel music station right here on Hot 107 FM, the hit. I got to get used to this, y'all. We got a new radio station now. It's Hot 107 FM, the praise, man. We're going to be doing it real big. We're going to have the phone lines. We got my boy representing that 713. Yo, what's going down, man?
What's happening?
Hey, what's going on with you, man? Long time no hear, man.
It's been a
while.
Oh, yeah, man. It's been a while, man. You caught me off guard.
Hey, what's been going on with you, though, man?
Oh, man, just trying to do this music thing, man. You know, just promote my, excuse me, I had some artists up in here myself. Promote my studio, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to get that up and going and... You know, everything's been pretty good, man. I got some new music coming out, too, you know. I got some artists that I'm promoting out, you know what I'm saying? They got some new music, and, you know, but I'm standing behind the track on it, you know. And so if anybody, you know, needs some tracks or needs somebody to ghostwrite for them, you know, just hit us up at Wild Range Sound Studio at 713-585-5140.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we
finna
do big
things
this year.
That's what I'm talking about, man. We changed the format of the station. We now doing all 24 hours Christian hip hop. Now gospel hip hop now, man. So we changed the format up. We getting ready to move into the new studio real soon, man. Oh, it's finna go down now, man. It's finna go down big, man. And it's coming up Saturday. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This coming up Saturday, man, we'll be celebrating the Michael Jackson Day. In downtown Fort Worth, they invite us to come back out for them to celebrate. What you think about that, man?
Oh, wow, man, that's pretty good. You know, Danny, I got a question. I want to know, and this is a question to all your listeners out there. How many of y'all celebrated Juneteenth today?
Man, that is so true, man. Can kind of give, you know what, man, for those who are listening that don't really know the history about the black hit, about the June 19th, Let's talk about them and kind of give us some background history on it, man. I'm going to let you do your thing tonight, man. Kind of give us some background history on it. I think people need to know that.
Well, you know, Juneteenth is when the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, you know, freeing all the slaves, you know, and a lot of people, you know, we kind of lost our way with that for the simple fact we so in tune to what's going on TV and, you know, all the propaganda that's on TV. We're so in tune to all the nonsense that take our attention away from God and what's going on,
right.
You know, like Juneteenth. So, you know, I've been on Facebook all day long, you know, just looking at Facebook, and I was just seeing how many people, you know, that was really, you know, celebrate Juneteenth, you know, and not one person celebrated Juneteenth, you know.
Man, and you know what? It's funny you say that, man, because it used to be where everybody would get together and barbecue, celebrate, and I mean, I remember growing up, man, people celebrating at the park. I mean, black people was all across the country, man, celebrate. It's like now we have lost touch as far as celebrating now. We used to all be at the park having a good barbecue and everything. I didn't really see nobody really doing that today. And then the crazy part about it, man, everybody waited to celebrate during a weekend instead of celebrating now, which they should have really been doing both, you know. Because if you think about it, everybody else do the same thing, man. Everybody else celebrate. Why can't we as African American not get together
right.
and celebrate?
You know, after all,
so
it is the oldest. It is the oldest known celebration commemorating the end of slavery in the United States, and this dates back all the way to I think it's 1865,
right.
June 19th. You know. And, you know, a lot of people, they don't study the history, you know,
they don't.
And, you know, in case they don't know, President Abraham Lincoln, he the one that signed the Emancipation Proclamation, which, you know, became official January 1st. It became official
right.
January 1st, 1863. You know, so, you know, in case y'all don't know, y'all better do your history, man. Y'all got to do your history, man.
Yeah, that's right, man. You're right about that. And a lot of people don't know that it was 2.5 years later, man. 2.5 years later, man, when we was actually, when our ancestors was free from slavery, Texas was the last place right here in the South, man, was the last place. So a lot of people need to really learn the history about that, man, because the first thing people be asking me, why come Texas is celebrate? And we celebrate because the South was the last to know about it. Think about it, man.
Yeah.
2.5 years? Come on. 2.5 years later, we celebrate. What's up with that? Let's talk about this real quick, man.
Well, you know,
you
I'm going to tell
keeping
you, with our people, man, you know, I remember you had a brother on your show a while back, and we was talking about the Trayvon Martin thing.
Right.
And I can't tell you what the name of this guy's name was that was on your show, but he made a point, and it stuck with me right to this day, and I use this as an example every time I speak now. You know what I'm saying? This brother said, you know, the difference between white people and black people, you know, our people, we the ones, we fear the white man. We the ones fear the white man. You know what I'm saying? Why we fear somebody that we think is God? You remember that?
Right.
Danny B? Yeah. I can't remember the guy's name. I don't know him. But he was, and he
that wasn't, that wasn't the guy. That wasn't the guy that was running for president, wasn't it?
No, that wasn't that guy.
I know who you talking about. It was one of the Black Panther.
Yeah, it was one of the Black Panther guys.
Yeah, it was
one of the Black Panther guys. And the guy said, why would our people, why would we talk bad to white people when we think they're God? And that's true. We're the only one, white people don't think they're God. I mean, they probably act like they're God, but we're the ones that treat them like they're God. You know,
every time
we walk in a public place with white people, we tone it down. We tone it all the way down, man. Y'all, man, them white folk gonna take you to jail, y'all, man.
I heard that, man. You say, you know what? You make a good point. How many times I heard that? I hear that every single day. I heard that from
uh-huh.
you. You're right. You make a good point.
And the first time we walk off into a black establishment, we're acting a clown. Man, that nigga don't know me, man. I do this, I do that. Why you want to do that to your own brother?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Why
would you do that to your own brother? You know, but you can't do that to the white man. And there's no disrespect to the white people, because I know you probably got some white listeners out there.
No doubt.
You know, there's no disrespect, but they see it just like we see it. You know,
they
see it just like, well, racism is still out there, and they see it just like we see it. It ain't no.
But you know what, man? The worst racist in America is? It's us. We are the worstest when it comes down to races, because we are racist against each other. That's the worst racist that I can tell you. And the biggest thing that we quick to do here, and it's sad, is we quick to judge each other so quick. It's just really sad. If we ain't judging because somebody big, we judging because of this, we judging them because of that. So it's like no win situation, you know. And we just talk bad about each other. We don't, before we can talk about anybody, we are the worstest one. I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. Everybody that's listening to us, even on this Christian radio station, we are the worstest enemy is ourselves, because we quick to do that. And then it's sad to say.
And you know, and we've got away from that. You know, like I said, we got away from Juneteenth because of all the programming and stuff that we see on TV.
Mm-hmm.
We lost our way, and we need somebody to help us find our way, man. You know, so
that's right.
I mean, it's wow. In the next,
we talking
year,
to
my
boy Big Will live from Houston, Texas. Representing with us right here, number one station. We doing it real big right here. You know what I'm saying. And man, I'm very proud of you, man, because you've been doing a lot of big things, man. But let me ask you this also, man. We do a lot of community stuff here. We're gonna be taking this radio show to different community, man. I want to ask you, man, how important is it that everybody, even black and white, everybody get involved in what's going on in the community? Let's talk about that real quick.
How can everybody get involved?
I mean, how important is it for us to all come together and start doing stuff
man,
in the community? How important is it?
It's very important. It's very important because it's like family. Family is the cornerstone of every American, of every person. You know, it's like, I'm gonna give you an example. It's like a tree. And family is like a tree. You got many, all branches going different ways, but it all leads down to that root, the root of that tree. Now, if we have that root, and we supply the root or whatever, then it's like the Bible says, you bear good fruit. You know what I mean? You sow your seeds, you're gonna bear good fruit. And it's so important that we, as a community, get together and show these kids the way, man, because they lost their way. And it's just not them. We haven't shown them no way either. We haven't shown them a way because
real talk.
You know, with us, you know, this is different. White people, they're nosy. They're real nosy. And I, no disrespect, but our people, we not nosy at all. As a matter of fact, we say this, that ain't none of my business. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Well, it should be your business. It should be your business to help out the next brother.
Mm-hmm.
To help out just not a brother. Just get involved. We don't want to get involved in nothing. We don't want to stand up for nothing. We don't want to stand up for nothing, man. If one of the community activists come down to any city and say, hey, man, let's get together and stand up for this kind of rights, we ain't got nothing to do with that, man. They ain't got nothing to do with
that. I gotta talk to you about this, man, because this was a trip, man. A couple of weeks ago, they had the Texas Republic Convention. I went out there to cover it for a local newspaper out here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Man, this is the first time in my life that I ever ran into a billionaire. And it was so crazy. Wait a minute, it gets worse. It was so crazy that these billionaires was outside the convention center protesting, saying that they are angry and upset at Barack Obama because how dare Barack Obama take money out of their pockets to feed their family because they want to be fed and they want more money. In the beginning, man, when I first hear people say that the rich is all for themselves, the first thing I got to thinking, I didn't really believe it. But when you actually be in that same position where they at, and the way they think, they thought of how they think, it's crazy, man. Because this white guy was like, he said, when I was doing an interview with him, and he was like, you know, it's not about the people, it's about us. And I'm like, I'm thinking, oh, I'm not talking about you. So it's like he kept me out the category. But then he kind of contradicted himself too, because how can you be part of the what they call them people that was not the Tea Party, but it's another group of people. They call it the 99%. What they call
right.
it. He was a part of them too. So it kind of confused me, because we know that that certain group of people is for the poor and the middle class people. So I couldn't understand how he was representing with the rich and the billionaire, and then you was also representing with the 99%. I couldn't figure that one out yet, because I've been to one of those places. I just can't think of the name of.
Yeah, he probably was just trying to fit in. You know what I'm saying? He probably was just trying to fit in.
You could tell something was going on, because he kept on saying, oh, and I don't know what you people gonna do. That's how he was saying.
Oh, wow.
And then it was talking about, let's take away the free lunches from the kids. Now that really kind of got me disturbed. But what it taught me a lesson is, if we let, and this is the honest God truth, young people, black people, poor people, I don't care if you're poor or white, if we let the rich and the Republican get in this office, you think we got some problems now? Everybody, it's going to get worse. I'm telling you, it's going to get worse. And that's one of the things we're going to be doing on this program. Is we're going to be getting really out in the community and getting people out to vote. I think that this is going to be the most important election. This is going to be more important than 4 years ago. Because if we step back and we do not vote, and y'all can always, I hear a lot of y'all say, oh, I ain't finna vote, my vote don't count. Negro, your vote counts. Trust me, your vote counts.
I'm gonna tell you like this: if they don't vote, then they just voted.
Yeah, you're right. You just voted. You just and you know what you just did? You just voted for the Republican.
Yes, sir. That's exactly
what it's gonna happen. Because I'm telling you, the Republicans, they got something lined up. They want this man out of office so bad that they send all kinds of crazy stuff. My homeboy just came up to the election. He said, well, Mr. Dunby, I'm going to be honest with you. He said the local election is more important than the national. No. Both of them is very important. But right now, this national election is going to be the most important thing, because this is a life or death situation. Because the local election, that's going to be important too. But the local election is not going to be as important as the national election, because this right here is where they make up all the rules and regulations. This is where they can cut off the Medicare. This is where they can cut off your Social Security. People that's on Social Security, y'all better wake up and smell a coffee, because the changes is coming in the next 2 years. Changes is coming between now and the next 6 months. Now, I know a lot of y'all, and this is what I'm saying, I got to say this, man. I hear a lot of people say, well, I don't know if I want to vote for this man because he voted for the gay rights and stuff. Well, you know what? I don't agree with everything he's doing, but right now, I got to do what's best for Darnell, Donnie B. Big Will got to do what's best for Big Will and his family. Okay?
Yeah.
But my thing right now, I can overlook that, because 90% chance it ain't going to happen anyway. Not with the majority of the people. So I'm not even, that's the least thing I'm worrying about, him speaking out his input, saying that he think gay rights should get married. I can care less, because that's not my family. My family is me and my child. I got to do what's the best for me and mine. Okay?
Yeah.
My thing is, I'm going to vote for Barack Obama, because that's gonna help me. Okay, so everybody out there got to do what's good for them. And if you were smart, you'll do the right thing, because the Republicans, this Mitt Romney, what are your thoughts on this Mitt Romney guy that's running for president up against Barack Obama? Let's talk about that real quick.
Well, it's going to be real close, man. It's going to be real, real close. That guy there, he looked like he's about business, man. He looked like he's, so it's going to be real, real close. So, I just hope.
You don't even want to touch that. Do we right now, do this guy even, because I haven't really did a lot of research on this guy, man. Do this guy even have a candidate for vice president yet? And who is the guy that he's looking at?
I don't know at this point.
We'll find out within the next couple of weeks who's going to be, because I'm sure going to be keeping abreast.
Yeah.
And also, man, we got to say a special prayer out to Rodney King family. For those who happen to hear the news, Rodney King was found dead a couple nights ago in the swimming pool, and they still investigated, but they're saying it wasn't any foul play with Rodney King, so they don't know what happened, but they are investigating that. What are your thoughts on that, man? Let's talk about this man.
I mean, a lot of people don't know
that this man, this was another man that brought history into the next level. Let's talk about that real quick, man.
Yeah, well, that guy there, man, something sticky about that whole story. You know, because first, you know, they get a call saying that, you know, he was dead in the swimming pool. Then they aired, saying that his fiance stated that he was smoking weed all night and drinking. And then they stated that the neighbors heard some kind of commotion. I don't know, something fishy with that story. You know, that guy's whole life been kind of messed up, man. So
yeah, it has.
His whole life been kind of messed up, man. So
it wouldn't surprise me if he was on some drugs at that particular time. Stop now.
But
the question is, how did he get in the swimming pool? Was he already swimming in the pool? Was he killed and then threw his body in the pool? See, that's a lot of unanswered questions, man, that we need to be looking into with this man right here. Like you said, this man had a messed up life. His whole life was trouble. Trouble was all in his life. You're right about that. I agree with you on that, man. So,
Big Will.
Go ahead, Big Will.
Yeah. Hey, man, I got to start this little session up with these guys right quick, man. We're going to be tuning in the show, you know, in the background while you got some nice music playing or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I got to get there. They're looking at me crazy like, man, when we going to start the show, you know? So I got to get this session started up right quick. So, man, it's been nice to see
you. All right.
We're going to tune in with you, man.
Appreciate it, man. That's my boy right there, Big Will, doing it real big right here, man. We're doing it real big. We are your number one Christian radio station out here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that's doing it real big. Again, man, we talking about some very important topics, and if you want to call in and talk to me, give me a call at 347-989-1725, and like I say, we talking about some very important topics that's happening in our community. And remember, y'all, this is definitely going down. It's June 19th. It's 2011, June 19th, and we talking about the history. What were you at 5 years ago? What were you at 10 years ago? What were you at on June 19th last year by this time? That's what we're talking about, you know, and again, a lot of people is also talking about two and a half years later, we was free. We was the last slaves to be free for the simple reason. So, again, that's what we're talking about today, too, right here on Hot 107 FM. We are your brand new talk radio show where we trying to keep it real in the community, and that's what it's all about. And I got to say a big shout-out to everybody out there that's listening to us. We are your number one program across the country, man, and we are definitely doing it big. We're going to play some more Christian gospel music right here. If you got a shout-out or anything, you want to give us a call, go ahead on, give us a call, and let us know what you want to hear, what your favorite song, and we're going to try to get that on for y'all. We are definitely doing it big. We're going into some gospel mix right here on your number one new station, right here on Hot 107 FM, The Praise. We'll be right back.
Hey, what's happening? It's the Coco Brother, otherwise known as Corey Condry. Now, my friend and I, he goes by the name of Kerry Douglas. You know, we teamed up for the Gospel Mix Volume 5. This right here is the first snippet off the album. It's from Zaccardi Cortez, who was featured on Billboard Magazine's number one record with I Believe, which charted for more than 20 weeks. Here's the first single from his upcoming solo project. It's called One More Time, featuring John P. King.
When I call your name, nothing's too hard. You can do anything. I tried so hard to put my trust in you, but my family's depending on me. So I'm asking you.
Family, this right here is track number 2 off the Gospel Mix, Volume 5. Now, this song right here comes from Coco Brother Live, our radio show. And one of the things people always ask me, why Jesus? If he be lifted up, then all men will draw towards him and not us. And so that's why we call the show Coco Brother, Jesus Baby. It's always about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So this next cut is very simple. It's a question to you. It's called, What Do You Know About Jesus? Enjoy.
Hey, Coco Brothers, it's time to take a stand for Jesus, man. He came that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly. Over 2,000 years ago, God sent his only begotten Son to die for the sins of all of us, each and every single one.
Better Days. Now, this quartet group is taking quartet music to the next level with this brand new single. Now, this song right here, it features four females collectively known as For Love. Here's Better Days.
We have sickness, world wars, poverty, and our economy is so bad. We have non-believers and believers wondering what is going on. But the word of God says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. And you keep on reading, the word of God also says, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk upright. Now come on, get excited about it. Your better days are coming.
Okay, now look, I want you to listen up real close, because right now you could win $1,000. Could you use $1,000? Here's your chance to qualify to win $1,000 right now from Black Smoke Music. All you have to do is text New Deal to 69302. That's New Deal to 69302. It's that easy. Go ahead right now, text them. If they hit you back, you automatically win $1,000. It's that simple. Now listen here, we are returning back to the music that started it all for Black Smoke Music. It's Keith Wonderboy Johnson. His newest single is Laid His Hands on Me, featuring Zacardi Cortez. Enjoy.
I've been praying for a long time. I've been believing that you'll come through the time. I've even had to learn how to wait, even when my situations, just won't change. But in all my belief and faith, I sometimes feel I won't win this race. I got to the point when I wanted to throw in the towel. I decided to stop worrying about it and let it work it out the time. Yeah. Oh, he laid his hands on me. Oh, oh, oh. He did it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Zacardi Cortez.
Lord, it seems like when you bring me out of one thing, here comes another. I know that it's only a test of my faith, but I find myself back in the same old state. Question is my faith. You said trials come to make me stronger, so I know I'll make it through it if I just keep holding on. You are not a man that you should lie. I know you're gonna bring me out.
Now, this song right here, it debuted number one on Billboard Gospel Music Sales Charts. Pretty big, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. What more can I say? Here is our brother who we love dearly. It's Ernest Pugh with I Need Your Glory.
I want your glory. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
less of me,
more
of you is what I need.
Show me, rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need you more.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me
and more of you.
Now, all of these songs right here and more are featured on the Coco Brother Presents Gospel Mix Volume 5. Okay, what I want you to do right now is I want you to check out these ladies. Now, there's four of them, and they are For Love with their debut single.
For those of you that have been worried, struggling, wondering when is your change going to come, well, we've come to let you know today that your turnaround is here.
Family, you got to check out this next single. It's James Fortune featuring Ty Tribbett. The name of the song is called Holy Is Our God.
In Isaiah chapter 6, the Bible declares that the seraphim begin to cry one to another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
Holy, holy, holy.
make me like you. And you are. You're my king. You are the Lord. You reign. You're the king. God, you're my everything. So I give myself to you. If you know he's worthy, somebody say, come on, worshiper, say, you're worthy of my worship. Yeah. Come on, Ty, I'ma say it. But we're not faithful.
Faithful is the Lord.
Yes, he is.
You're always faithful, yeah. Faithful is our God.
He keeps making a way for me because he's faithful.
You are the Lord.
And the King.
The King.
Lord of Lords.
You are the King of Kings.
You're my everything. I couldn't make it without you. Oh, somebody lift your voice and say, you are the Lord of Lords. You are the King.
Here it is, a double dose of I Need Your Glory.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth. Let's bless the Lord with the fruit of our lips. The glory is about to hit your life now. Oh, I need your glory. I want your glory. Less of me, more of you is what I need. Show me your glory. Show me your power. Less of me, more of you is what I need.
Let's all sing it.
Come on, make it your prayer. I'm tired of doing the same old stuff. More of you is what. Show me your glory, your glory. Show me your power. Here's my prayer tonight, Father. Let me more of you is what I need.
Come on, Pastor Murphy, say so many times I tried.
So many.
Family, I go by the name of the Coker Brother, and it's time to enter to win $1,000 right now at this very second. You can text New Deal to 69302. That's 69302. Okay, this artist right here, he's a newcomer. It's Brian Wilson, featured on the single Expect You Now. I'm telling you, this is going to be huge. He started with the Mississippi Mass Choir at the age of 8, but now he's all grown up.
Creation waits in expectation for the glory which shall fill the earth. We wait and watch for the promise you spoke to us through your word. And we heard that expect you now. Hear our plea. On me the glory that spares you now. I believe what you speak. Father, we expect you
winner of the Most Inspirational Singer in America contest, sponsored by Black Smoke Music Worldwide. It's Tamika Patton, straight out of Philadelphia, with the song written for her by James Fortune. It's called More Than Faithful. To the gospel music, the daughter of one of the most influential pastors in the world, it's Priscilla Hilliard. She teamed up with the legendary gospel icon, C.C. Winans, with Redeemer.
Redeemer.
Enjoy Awesome God with Roosevelt George.
We come to declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, and we want the entire world to know that we serve an awesome God. Come on.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? And I am so glad we are back here. I want to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us, and hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. We're going to be leaving a little early tonight, but we'll definitely be coming back tomorrow. And as soon as we get the time together, what time we'll be coming on, I'm sure going to let you guys know. We're looking for people that want to be a guest on the program. So if you're interested in being on the program, let us know. What we kind of want to do is a lot more community and just keep you posted on what's going on in the world of news and community and stuff. Definitely want to say a big shout out to everyone that's listening to us. And we gotta read the thing. We kind of want to talk about some community announcements and stuff. Y'all make sure y'all can pick up the Levita. I do a lot of different stuff in the community, and we're trying to keep it more in the community. Now, I want to say a big shout-out to Terry Price, who is actually thinking about running for city council in 2013. We're going to keep you posted as we get more details about that. But if you're out there and you're listening to us or listening to us on Hot 107 FM, we just want to be able to start going back into the community. That's what it's all about. It's all about the community. It's all about working some things out and really focusing on what's going on in your community. And that's one of the things that we're going to start doing on this program. We want to be able to focus more on community event on what's happening in Fort Worth. So that's something that we're going to be talking about. And I want to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us. And don't y'all forget, it's going to be, there's a lot of programs out there. And if you're trying to get into a certain program to get your rent paid or something like that, they got in Texas, it's called 211. You can call 211 for more information. They got all kinds of emergency information about different contacts for food service, to get your light bills paid and all of that. That's something that we need to really talk about, because I think it's going to be very important for those who are out there who want to make a big difference in the community. So this is something that we're going to be looking for. We're going to be looking for different agencies to be on the program to talk about certain different types of events out there. Like my boy Big Will calling in earlier, Big Will is saying, hey, Mr. Dunneby, people don't need to forget that it's June 19th. And that's true. We don't need to forget that it's June 19th. We don't need to forget that even though Rodney King lived a crazy life, but this man made history. With things like that, we don't need to forget about, because that's community. That's what it's all about. And I also got to say a big shout-out to the Angels of Christ Praise Team, to Miss Emma, the founding director of the Angels of Christ Praise Team. They had a big event over the weekend, this past Saturday. A lot of people showed up up there to get their car washed. Terry Price was there, and one of the city councilmen for North Richland Hills came out to show support to Miss Emma and the group of kids. And that's what it's all about. When people do stuff for you, you have to give back to them. And the way you give back to them is you start coming out to different events. You start just keep getting yourself out there. And that's one of the things that people were saying, that people were telling me. They said, well, who is this guy named Terry Price? And we never heard of this guy named Terry Price. So anytime that you're trying to think, you're thinking about running for public office, before you can think about running for any kind of position, you got to get your name out there. How do you get your name out there? What do you need to do? Well, one thing you need to do is you need to volunteer. You need to find a program that you strongly believe in and volunteer with that. If you believe in working with the homeless program, well, you need to volunteer with that. If you believe in working with the youth operation, you need to volunteer with that. That's something that we as a community have to learn how to do. And I'm encouraging everybody out there in the community, let's focus on the positive stuff. Let's talk about, oh man, some important topics in the black community. What is it that we need to do to get our young people to the next level? How do we get the young people involved in what's going on in the community? What some of the things that we can offer the community? What some of the things we can offer the youth? So, you know, that's something we're going to be talking about. And I think it's going to be very important as a community that we come together and we make a difference. We're going to be doing interviews with different people, because I think that's going to be very important as we come together as a community. What can we do to make a difference? What can I do to make a difference? What is it that I can do? We always complain about, well, so-and-so ain't doing this. But you know what? Don't worry about what that person ain't doing. What are you doing? What can you do to add to that? You know, and that's what it's all about. It's all about helping one another. It's all about the community. It's all about seeing what you can do to make a difference and stuff. You know, that's what it's all about. And I think if we start doing that, I think we'll feel that we'll be so much better, because we're doing some positivity stuff in the community. And I also want to talk about, I want to talk about the Black Voice. I want to talk about the LaVita News, the Black Voice. We have to start coming together. We have a couple of different newspaper articles out there. We have to start, you know, what can we do to keep this newspaper out there? Well, one of the things we can do to keep this the only black newspaper. It's not the only black newspaper for paper, because you got the Fort Worth Black News and you got the Black Voice. That's for the Fort Worth Arlington area. But the thing about it is, what can we do to support these newspapers? Well, one thing that I know we can do to support the black newspaper is we can get advertising with them. Same way with our radio station. Get advertising with our gospel station so you'll be able to do a lot more. I want people to know, I am the CEO, founder of this radio station, Hot 107 FM, The Praise. And one of the things that we're going to be doing on this station is we're going to be playing some good music, but we're going to be out in the community. We're going to be out there volunteering. We're going to be out there just doing some big things in the black community, because that's what it's all about. It's all about working in our community. It's all about working with the youth. It's all about is working. What can we do to make a big difference? What can we do as a whole youth division to make a big difference? What is it that I need to do to make a big difference in the community? That's something that we need to talk about, y'all. So I'm encouraging every young black man, every young black woman today, let's do some things to make a difference in the community. What can we do to volunteer in the community? That's something that we need to focus on to make a difference in the community. We have to do this, y'all. We have to do this, young people. And we're gonna be keeping y'all posted on a lot of different programs out there that can make a big difference in the community. So that's something I kind of want to talk to the community about, and that's what it's all about. It's all about making a big difference in the community, y'all. So I just wanted people to know about that, and we're gonna be closing it up early probably today, but I do want people to know that we can make a difference. We can focus, like Big Will was saying today, we can make a big difference. But I do want to talk about this. The most important election year is coming up. My boy say, well, it's going to be city council, it's going to be important. Yeah, that's important too. But right now, the biggest thing that we can do as a community, as a African-American community, as a whole entire community, is make sure that we're voting for the right one. I can't tell you who to vote for. I can't tell you to vote Republican. I can't tell you to vote Democrat. All thing I can do is make sure that whatever you do, that you make a difference in the community. What can you do to get to the next level? That's what we need to be focusing on right now, is how can we make a big difference? What do we need to do? What can our young people benefit from this? I want to see more of our young people, 18 and up, get out and vote. You got young people out there that can vote at the age of 18, and you should have that right to be able to get out there and vote. But at the same time, you have to do your research. So, you know, that's the most important thing, is doing your research. So that's one thing we want to talk about. And also, y'all, this coming up Saturday is the Michael Jackson Festival coming up in downtown Fort Worth at the Water Garden. They're encouraging everybody to come on out and have a good time. We're gonna get them on the show this week. We'll be broadcasting live from out there, doing a radio show from out there, and I think it's gonna be very important that we come together and we make a difference. So we'll be talking to Ms. Latrenda. We'll be talking to them and getting more details of what's going on. We'll be doing a whole entire show from out there and just getting people input on how was Michael Jackson. You know, I was scheduled to be on Robert Ashley's show today, but I didn't get a chance to make it because I've been so busy. Oh, my goodness, it's been a crazy day for me, y'all. But again, that's one of the things that I think that we need to be focusing on, is trying to come together and come up with solutions. And me as Mr. DJ Donnie B, I'm going by my real name now, Darnell Ballard, I will be out and about in the community. You can catch me out in the community making a big difference. So, you know, that's what it's all about. I want to say a big shout out to Miss Ella Jones also. And if you got any ideas for this brand new talk, community talk program, we definitely want to hear from you, because we want to be able to be out in the community and we want to be able to make a big difference in the community. You know, it's an old saying, that if you're not part of the problem, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. So you got a choice to either be part of the problem, be part of the solution, or be part of the problem. So that's what we're talking about today. And we're going to have a lot of people coming on the show that can make a difference, that can talk about some program. This is also summer reading program. This is a summer reading program where the community can talk about some program that's going on. TCU is having it's called Beginning Reading Program. It's going on. As we speak, it's going on right now. And to the parents out there, you may be looking for something that that your kids can be part of. So I'm going to be looking into that and looking into some of the programs that they have out there, because I think it's going to be very important that we educate our young people and really keep them involved in what's going on in the community, y'all. So y'all make sure that whatever y'all do, let's make a difference in the community. What can we do as a community to make a difference? What can we do to focus on positive stuff? So that's something that I want the young people to know about. I want the young people to focus on as we continue to follow up on certain issues in the black community. Prime example, the inner city. We need to be able to focus on some things that's happening in the inner city. I just heard them talk about this on this week, that a lot of people in Chicago was killed. Okay, why is so many people getting killed? Is it because we already know? People are desperate, and we have to be able to help connect the community. And how we can help connect the community to be part of the community, find out what's going on, talk about it. I think that's going to be very important. And important stuff to be able to connect with the young people. And also they got the big thing going on that's going to be going on Wednesday, August the 8th, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Real Rogers Memorial Center, free and open to the public. The 8th annual Tarrant County Back to School Roundup presented by Walmart is scheduled for Wednesday, August the 8th. So any parents out there that got kids out there that need to sign up for that, y'all need to go ahead on and sign up for that now. Don't wait till the last minute. One thing that I noticed about us, man, and I'm a friend, I can be one of those too, but I ain't gonna lie, I'm stepping my game up as a parent, because I have a child that's five who's gonna be starting public school this year. So I'm trying to do everything I can to make sure that my child don't miss what's going on out there as far as the benefits go, like every other person has the benefit. So I'm going to be bringing some very important people on the program, and y'all need to be checking out the show, to talk about what's important, what can we do to get these parents to notify these programs that's out there. I think that's going to be very important. We are the gospel station. The kids have to be connected with the community, and that's one of the things that we're going to be talking about on this program, is how can we be connected with the community? What do we need to do to get out there? So, we are your number one new gospel music station, and I just want our young people to get involved. And we're looking for more gospel music, because we're going to be playing a lot more gospel music and just really educating the young people, because I think that's going to be very important. Educate the parents and stuff. And we're going to be bringing in a lot of different people on the program to talk about that, y'all. So, I do have some big plans coming up. And we just want to keep the young people involved in what's going on in the community, and talk about some of these things that's happening. I tell you what, I'm Mr. Donnell Dollar, a.k.a. Donnie B. We'll be right back. We're going to some music. And if you got a shout-out, something, want to call in and talk to me, give me a call, 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. You tune in to the All New WWE Radio Show. Community, let's keep it. Let's keep connecting with the community where we can make a difference. We'll be right back.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. It is such an honor to be in the house of the Lord. The Bible says, where two or three are gathered together, that he's in the midst of them. We serve such a strategic commander-in-chief that if we never lifted up a voice to praise him, he has worked it out that if we just gathered in his name, that his spirit would show up in the midst of us to heal the sick, to regulate our minds, to bring encouragement and to strengthen us. There's a song that says, he is the source and the strength of our life. And I'm going to do total praise. And when I get to the end where it says, all man, I want every voice to join in together and sing it with me. And let's, sir, worship him in spirit and in truth and give God the honor and the praise that he deserves. Amen? Amen. Total praise.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, man, that's a blessing. That's a beautiful thing right there. That's really beautiful, y'all. It is definitely going down on the Y'all News Johnny B Radio Show. Got to say a big shout-out to everybody out there that's listening to us right here on Hot 107 FM. The Praise. I am Mr. Johnny O'Dowd, Johnny B, a.k.a. And, definitely got to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us right now on here. And, you know, just hope you guys are doing real good and stuff. Because I know I am doing very good. And definitely want to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's listening to us. So let's go back into it. All right. Everybody for tuning in to us. We're gonna call it a night early tonight, man, because I got a lot of stuff that's gonna be taking place and stuff. But we are the brand new Christian radio station that wanna be connected to the community. I just wanna let everybody know that you can definitely tune in to us beginning during the daytime. We'll be coming on during the daytime, you know, keeping people informed of what's happening in the community. We have some very important topics we'll be talking about. And I just want people to be connected to what's this, connected to the community. I just want people to be connected to what's happening out there in the city. So that's one of the things that we'll be doing. And this coming up Saturday, we'll be broadcasting live. We will be remembering Michael Jackson. We'll be remembering him, remembering Michael Jackson, the King of Pop. This coming up Saturday, we'll be broadcasting live in downtown Fort Worth at the Water Garden for the third annual Michael Jackson Kind of Like Vision Festival. This coming up Saturday. This is that's brought to you by 94.5 FM. Also brought to you by SLM Production. And we're going to be doing some big things, y'all. So I'm excited about it. And again, y'all just keep us in your prayers. So we, like I said, we're going to be leaving early. And beginning tomorrow, this week, we'll be back on this week because we'll be reminding everybody about what's going on in the community and stuff. But I want you guys to give us a call because I want to be able to start being connected with the community. I want you guys to start telling us about some of the programs that you guys are working with. And remember, y'all, just because we in Fort Worth, Texas, don't mean anything because we worldwide. So if there's something going on in your little community and you want to tell it, you want to tell people about your program, y'all give us a call. 347-989-1725 and let us know, you know, what's on your mind. What do you want the community to know? What can we expect from you in your community? So, and that's what it's all about. It's all about the community. It's all about the thing, like I was just telling Big Will earlier, important elections is coming up, and that's what we need to be focusing on. It's the importance of elections and getting people out to vote. Y'all don't realize how important it is for us to get out and vote this year, because if the Republicans can have it their way, it's going to be a hot mess, for real. It's definitely going to be a hot mess, and that's why it's important that we all come together and we vote, and we do whatever we can to try to really get out there. And we not only that, but we're going to also be giving some entertainment news and talking about what's going on in the world of entertainment news. So we're going to have a lot to talk about. We're going to have a lot to talk about on this program. And I just want people to know we definitely, if you're talking about it, we're going to be talking about it. So, again, we definitely want the community to come out together, and we just focus on what can we do to really make a big difference. What can we do to really get, you know, special? And what about the small business? I said, what about small business? Nobody talks about, and you know, what can we do to assist the small business? What can we do to help the smaller business get to the next level, man? Because everybody at one point was a smaller business, and that's what we gotta remember. Oh, you can tell I'm getting sleepy. I am very getting sleepy, but man, that's why we're gonna call it quits early today, because we want to be able to focus more on what's going on in the community. Again, we definitely want to thank everybody for tuning in to us, and again, we're gonna have a lot more coming up now on this week, and if we don't be back Wednesday, we definitely will be back on Thursday, y'all. So I just wanted to kind of talk about that and stuff, and kind of give a review of some of the things. Now, another thing I want to talk about also is, how can we, as it get closer to school and you got a kid that's going to school the first day, what can we do to get that kid comfortable with going to school? One of the parents was just telling me that you can go to the school and be there with that child. That's one of the things that I'm going to be doing too. Is going to the school with my little 5-year-old. You're going to hear me talking about my 5-year-old a lot, because I want to make sure that he gets what he needs to get. All right, it is Bishop 1028 Central Standard Time. I definitely want to thank everybody for tuning in to us, and I'm sorry we didn't have a lot more time, but this is just pretty much why I just want to kind of talk about some of the projects that we're going to be working on. All right, y'all, and again, we definitely want to thank everybody for tuning in to us, and also that's tuning in to the other program. And like I say, my goal is to try to get as many people as possible to be part of this movement as far as the community goes. Big shout out to my mother, Mary Valor, and hopefully we'll be trying to get an interview with the mayor. We definitely need to pray for the mayor, because our mayor of Fort Worth fell off her bike, and I think she hurt herself really bad. So as soon as she gets herself back together, we'll be probably having her on the program as well. All right, child, man, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to us. Remember, if it is to be, it's up to you to make a difference, and we'll see y'all again tomorrow sometime, hopefully, right here on your new Christian radio station, Hot 107 FM, The Praise. We'll be making a difference.